Our Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you for the privilege to fellowship around the written word and to fellowship with one another. And our Father, we ask that as the word is taught now, every eye is open to see, every ear is open to hear. In the name of Jesus, there is no darkness, no disparity in any heart, but we enjoy the fullness of light, revelation, and insight. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, we give you praise, for we know it's done. For in Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Alright, you can take your seat. God wants the world. Genesis 1:26. Hallelujah. Genesis 1:26. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And multiply, fill the earth, right? And subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. Hallelujah. Okay, so we began our study on the subject of evangelism and missions, right? And then we've seen quite a number of things. We are particularly in this teaching, the first thing that goes to people's mind is the New Testament, right? You know, there's a way we subconsciously think that in the Old Testament, God wasn't so concerned about salvation. But in the New Testament, because of the blood of Jesus, amen, he now became more concerned with that area. But that's not the case at all, okay? God, whatever God has said in the New Testament is what he has always been saying. So whatever he says today is what he has always of missions. And I trust that has been clear so far. Have you said so much? Amen. Revelation. Imagine teaching on evangelism from the Old Testament. Yeah. Yeah, we can actually do that, right? And we've been doing that throughout this teaching, and we shall continue to do that throughout this teaching, okay? Just to let you know that God's message has not changed. Hallelujah. God's way of doing things has not changed. Now, man has changed. Do you get it? Man has changed. Okay? Angels have changed. Do you get it? But when it comes to God's plans, purposes, and counsel, he never changed. Okay? Systems have changed. Hallelujah. ways of doing things, ordinances have changed. But God never changes. Hallelujah. Okay, so we saw his plan, right? Which is to fill the earth with his worship, right? The worship of God in every nation of the earth. And he said this to Adam, Genesis 1:28, that's our text. He repeats the same thing again to Adam, Genesis 2:15. He says, keep it and tend it, right? Albad and Shama, which have to do with worship or service of God. Do you get it? So that has always been his plan. Alright? And then he goes on like that. After Adam failed in that mission, you know, he picks another man, Seth, or rather in that generation picks men who begin to call on or proclaim the name of the Lord, right? Okay. And then afterwards we go on to Enoch, who are told walked with the Lord. Then Noah, in every generation he is picking men, okay, to carry out that plan, his missionary plan. So if God says today to go and evangelize, is it something new he's saying or something he has always been saying right from the beginning? The long answer is always correct. Hallelujah. He has always been saying it. Amen. You know, same with Abraham, or Abram at the time is called, in Genesis 12:1-3. You know, he tells him about his plan to bless all the families of the earth through his family, okay? And we said that God chose Abraham and Abraham's family to make himself known to the nations, okay? To bless the nations. Alright? So, you see that with Isaac, and then you see the same thing with Jacob as well. Then Jacob, now we can say expanded, okay, into Israel. Alright? The same promise to the same family, okay, but you now have different people in the same family. Do you get it now? So God will use each and every one of them, or rather, God would want to use each and every one of them to carry out that missionary plan of his. Hallelujah. And in the last session, we looked at how God did this via actions in the life of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Israel. We said that their lives are a parade, right, to the nations of the goodness of God and what God wants them to have, what they are missing out by refusing God. Amen. So the children of Israel are chosen not above the nations or for the nations. Are you following this? That is the reason why they are called the special people of God. Are you seeing this? Or, you know, God's special people. What makes Israel special is not salvation. You know, I must say this often and often again. You know, it's not salvation. Do you get it? God did not choose Israel alone to be saved. So they misunderstood their role. Do you get it? God chose Israel to be the means by which he blesses the world. Okay? God chose Israel to bless the nations of the earth. Okay? And how would this happen? Two ways. Number one, the seed, the promised seed, Genesis 3:15, who will bruise, right, the head of the serpent, will come forth from the family of Abraham, right, the Israelites. So their family, or we can say their family, is given that honor, okay, to be the lineage of the Messiah. All right, so that's an honor, right? I mean, yeah, that's a great privilege. Okay, and also they would now be responsible for making God known in all the nations. You know, actually, I'm actually grateful for the Jews. You know, they are the ones who fight Christians. Christians don't fight them. You know, I'm actually grateful for the Jews. You know, the Bible you have in your hands today is a Jewish Bible. Amen. Imagine, you know, God chose to speak to men in Hebrew. Are you following what I'm saying here? God communicated his plan to man in Hebrew. You know, what we have is the Hebrew scriptures, right? That was given to the Jews. So imagine if they said, I'm not going to give you. Then they kept it, you know, they monopolized the scriptures to themselves. You know, we'll be doomed, right? So at the end of the day, we are grateful for them, okay? The fact that through them, the knowledge of God did spread, okay, round the earth. But like we'll see, they weren't so particular about other nations. We'll see that as this teaching proceeds, okay? They were not so particular about other nations, okay? Israel at some point now became proud, and they just felt like, well, since God chose us, we are better than other nations. Okay, but rather, that, you know, that was the opposite of why God chose them. Actually, God chose them for the nations. Alright, so look at all of that, you know, as this teaching progresses. Amen. So, but we've seen so far that God wants the world. Huh? The world. Every man. Jew and Gentile. Jew and Greek. Circumcised, uncircumcised. Old, young. Amen. Does he want everyone? All men. Right, saved and coming toward the knowledge of the truth. Hallelujah. Okay, so he wants the entire world. So now moving on to the Psalms and the prophets. The Psalms and the prophets. You observe that this universal theme of salvation continues. Okay, the Psalms and the prophets show that God wants the world. Okay, Jews and non-Jews included. You know, God made it clear to Israel in their scriptures that he wanted them to reach the nations with the gospel. Okay, everyone. You know, the Psalms of David, for example, reveals God's concern for the nations a lot. The Psalms of David. You observe that about 175 references in the Psalms refer to the Gentile nations of the world. Think about that. About 175 references in the Psalms refer to the Gentile nations of the world. Hallelujah. You know, and many of these references are to be fulfilled in the days of the Messiah. And the Jews were to have a major role in the fulfillment of these prophecies. Hallelujah. So now let's look at quite a number of them actually, in the Psalms. And then we'll move on to the prophets for this particular session. What the Psalms and the prophets say concerning God's universal plan of salvation. Remember, God wants the world, right? Right? Did he inspire the Psalms? Did he inspire the prophets to speak? Okay, so will we find God's plan in those writings? Yes. Okay, so are you ready for that now? Alright, now look at the Psalms quickly. Look at Psalm 2, verse 8. Psalm 2, verse 8. Very popular verse. You know, once I say that, you know you're about to laugh. Hallelujah. Amen. Psalm 2, verse 8. It says, ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance. Do you see that? And the ends of the earth for your possession. Now you see a Christian in his bedroom. He doesn't go to work, right? His mates are putting out CVs, right? Everywhere. You know, his mates are trying to find skills. Because, you know, this is Nigeria. Amen? So, you are waiting for government job. You go way tired. Amen? You know, and then, you know, his mates are trying to get skills, how to learn things here and there, you know, to make money. And this fellow is in his room and is crying. And what is he praying? Psalm 2, verse 8. Oh Lord, you said to me, ask of me, and I will give you the nations. Say, God, Dubai is mine. Oh God. Says, God, Dubai is mine. In the name of Jesus. Father, you said, ask of me, and the nation, I will give the nations for inheritance. All the ends of the earth for your possession. So Dubai is mine. Oh Lord, Japan is mine. I see it coming. I see it coming. You know? Well, you just have to wait for 1 month in Nigeria. You get a job quickly. Quickly, 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 quickly. You you know, you see that actually Dubai is yours. Amen? At work. Hallelujah. This verse has nothing to do with taking over territories. That's what it's usually used for. You say take over. You say we are the takeover generation. I've heard that before. We are the takeover generation. We are taking over sectors. You know? Oh God. Then a Christian who is in the medical field says, my medical practitioner is my way of doing ministry. I've heard that before. In You Are Here, they say it too. Someone is an engineer and he says, my engineering field is my own ministry. He's not preaching. Or preach, or go pray. But he says, my own you know, what am I doing? Someone even told me, say, I will be a kingdom financier. Oh God, I feel like I'll just be laughing throughout. If I have a lot to look at. Say, I will be a kingdom financier. So you will not preach, but you will be giving money to those who preach, so that God can give you the blessing of those who preach. You see? I'm weak. I don't know what to say again. Okay? This text is obviously a messianic prophecy. Okay? A messianic prophecy. From the word Messiah, the anointed one. Are you following this? Are you following this? So this statement is to the Messiah. Are you here? Okay? It's to the Messiah. Look at verse 2 of the same chapter. It says, the kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against what? His anointed. That's his Messiah. Do you get it now? His Messiah saying, okay, so if he asks for the nations as an inheritance, who would they be giving to? Now you are smiling. Amen. Who is the text referring to? The Messiah, right? So when he says, ask and I'll give the nations to you for an inheritance, who? The Messiah, right? So who should do the asking? Him. Hallelujah. Not you in your bedroom. Say, God, give me Dubai. You see, you are all in here. God, give me Dubai. Ha, Dubai is mine. Hallelujah. Are you here? Okay. So who will ask for the nations? The Messiah. And like we will see, he asked. Amen. He asked in his death, his burial, and his resurrection. Hallelujah. Okay. And we are responsible for giving him what he asked for. We'll look at all of that in this teaching. Are you ready for that? Amen. Okay. So what does this tell us about the Messiah? He wants the world. Are you seeing this now? Okay. The nations of the world for his inheritance. Okay. So you see that this text is actually a salvation psalm. Okay. It's actually a salvation psalm. Look at verse 11 of the same chapter. Verse 11. It says, serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Is this worship? Yes. It says, kiss the Son. That means to worship. Lest he be angry and you perish in the way. What is this? Salvation. Come on. Come on. It says, when his wrath is kindled a little, blessed are all those who what? Put their what? Trust in him. Is this faith? Yes. So are you seeing this now? So the Son asks that the nations worship him. Hallelujah. Can we say this is a great commission? Are you seeing this? Okay. He asks that the nations worship him. They are given to him for an inheritance. Hallelujah. Okay. So this text is referring to the Messiah. Hallelujah. Now next, look at Psalm 22:27-28. Psalm 22:27-28. Now this particular psalm speaks of all the families of the nations worshipping God. All the families of the nations worshipping God. Look at verse 27, Psalm 22. It says, all the ends of the world shall remember and turn to the Lord. Do you see that? Hallelujah. Is this a prophecy? Huh? Okay, and all the families of the nations, do you see this again? Shall worship before him. So now, is this what God always wanted? The worship of God in all the earth by all the families of the nations. Okay, look at 28. For the kingdom is the Lord and he rules over the nations. Hallelujah. Look at Psalm 41, verse 1. Pardon me, Psalm 47, verse 1. Psalm 47, verse 1. It says, oh, clap your hands, all you peoples, shout to the Lord with the voice of triumph. Okay, verse 2, for the Lord Most High is awesome, he is a great king over all the earth. He will subdue what? The peoples under us and the nations under our feet. He will choose our inheritance for us, the excellence of Jacob whom he loves. You see that? Now remember, subdue the nations under his feet. Under their feet or under Israel's feet, right? Now the question is how? How is Israel to possess the gates of our enemies? Huh? Destroying? By giving them the knowledge of God? Yes! Do you see this? So those nations will now be what? Defeated by the knowledge of God. Hallelujah. Do you see this? Their way of life in sin is now defeated. This is Israel possessing the gate of our enemies. Hallelujah. Are you seeing this? Now look at Psalm 67 verse 1. Psalm 67 verse 1. Are you there? Okay. It says, God be merciful to you and bless you and cause his face to shine upon you. Selah. Now why? Why is he supposed to be merciful? Bless, cause his face to shine. Verse 2, that your way may be what? Known on earth. Do you see that? Whose way? The Lord's way. Do you see this? Okay, so in blessing Israel, what will happen? All the earth will know him. Is this similar to what we've been seeing so far? The same thing, right? Your salvation among the nations. As we have said, Israel is to be what? A light to the nations. God raised Israel to be his light to the nations. You see that verse 4 talks about the nations again. It says, oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you shall judge the people righteously and govern the nations on earth. Hallelujah. Now look at verse 5 to 7. It says, let the peoples praise you. I told you peoples, nations refer to what? The unsaved. Okay, those who are not a part of Israel. Okay, so note that. Let the peoples praise you, O Lord. Let all the peoples praise you. Now, if the peoples, remember those people are idol worshippers, right? So if they are praising God now, what does that mean? Is that their salvation? Okay, now look at verse 6. They've believed, right? Okay, now look at verse 6. Then the earth shall yield our increase. God, our own God, shall bless us. Verse 7. God shall bless us. And what? All the ends of the earth shall what? Fear him. Hallelujah. The word fear there means to reverence. So they are blessing, the blessing of the children of Israel is to let the nations know and reverence God. You see again that the Psalms prophesy of Jews worshipping God together with the Gentile nations in Psalm 18 verse 49. Psalm 18 verse 49. Okay, it says, therefore I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the Gentiles. You see that? And sing praises to your name. So a Jew worshipping God amongst the Gentiles means what? Both Jews and Gentiles are now where? In the same place. Are you seeing this? So all this prophesy speak of what? A time when the Jews and the non-Jews will come together in worship of God. Are you seeing this? Are you seeing this? Okay, you see the same thing in Psalm 45 verse 17. Psalm 45 verse 17 here speaks of the people praising God forever. The people praising God forever. It says, I will make your name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore, the people shall praise you forever and ever. Hallelujah. Okay, now in Psalm 46 verse 10, God prophesies that it will be exalted among the nations. God prophesies that it will be exalted amongst the nations. Psalm 46 verse 10. It says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Do you see that? Is that a global work? Is that all over the world? Huh? Every nation, every tribe, every tongue. Okay? You see again in Psalm 57 verse 9 that David speaks of praising God among the nations. David speaks of praising God among the nations. Psalm 57 verse 9. It says, I will praise you, O Lord, among the peoples. Do you see that? I will sing to you among the nations. Underline that. For your mercy reaches unto the heavens, and your truth unto the clouds. It repeats the same thing again in Psalm 108 verse 3. Psalm 108 verse 3. It says, I will praise you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing praises to you among the nations. Now, why is he singing? Look at it again. I will praise you, O Lord, amongst the peoples. I will sing praises to you, what? Amongst the nations. So why is he singing amongst the nations? Who is he singing about? God. So as he sings amongst the heathen, what do they hear? God. You get it? So they come to know Yahweh in the songs of David. So David's songs are for evangelism. Are you following this? The Psalms of David are for evangelism. They are to what? Teach salvation. Hallelujah. You see the same thing in Psalm 72. Psalm 72. Here, Solomon prophesies about the Messiah. Solomon prophesies about the Messiah. Psalm 72 verse 8. Look at what it says. He shall have dominion. Hallelujah. Is this all authority has been given to me? Huh? In heaven and on earth. Okay? Also from sea to sea. Hallelujah. That is every coastland. Do you see that? And from the river to the ends of the earth. Those who dwell in the wilderness will bow before him. Hallelujah. And his enemies will what? Lick the dust. That means they will submit to him in faith. Are you seeing this? The kings of Tarshish and of the isles will bring presents. The kings of Sheba and Seba will offer gifts. That is, you see, now you see this. These are heathen kings. Heathen rulers. You see that? They are now what? Submitting before God's Messiah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In verse 11, it says, yes, all kings shall fall down before him. Amen. All nations, underline that, shall serve him. Is this what they always wanted? The service of God in all the nations? Okay. For he will deliver the needy. Hallelujah. When he cries, the poor also, and him who has no helper, he will spare the poor and needy and save, hallelujah, the souls of the needy. Is this salvation? Okay. It will redeem their life. Is this redemption? From oppression and violence, and precious shall be their blood in his side, and he shall live. Hallelujah. He's talking about the Messiah. He says he shall live. This is the resurrection. Yes. And the gold of Sheba will be given to him. Prayer also will be made for him continually, and daily he shall be praised. Hallelujah. There will be an abundance of grain in the earth, on the top of the mountains. His fruit shall wave like Lebanon, and those of the city shall flourish like grass of the earth. Verse 17, his name shall endure forever. His name shall continue as long as the sun. And men shall what? Abraham. Hallelujah. Shall be blessed in him. All nations shall call him what? Blessed. Hallelujah. Verse 18, blessed be the God of Israel, who only does wondrous things. Hallelujah. And blessed be his glorious name forever. And let the whole earth be filled with what? His glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Okay, next, look at Psalm 86, 8. Psalm 86, 8 to 10. Here, David prophesies about a time when all the nations will worship God. All the nations will worship God. It says in Psalm 86, verse 8 to 10. It says, among the gods there is none like you, O Lord. Nor are there any works like your works. All nations whom you have made shall what? Come and worship before you, O Lord. Hallelujah. And shall glorify your name. Do you see this? All nations will now come together to worship before him. For you are great and do wondrous things. You see that again? Now also in Psalm 102. Psalm 102. We see a prophecy of all the nations coming to serve the Lord. All the nations coming to serve the Lord. Psalm 102, reading from verse 15 down to 22. 15 down to 22. Are you there? Okay. So the nations shall fear. Fear means to reverence. Okay. Or to believe in the name of the Lord. And all the kings of the earth, your glory. For the Lord shall build up Zion. Hallelujah. He shall appear in his glory. He shall regard the prayer of the destitute and shall not despise their prayer. Verse 18. This will be reading for what? The generation to come, that a people yet to be created. This is a new creation. Are you saying this? May praise the Lord. For he looked down from the height of his sanctuary, from heaven. The Lord weighed the earth to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to release those appointed to death. Is this Genesis 3:15? I will bruise the head of the serpent. Okay. To declare the name of the Lord in Zion and his praise in Jerusalem. When the peoples, hallelujah, all nations are gathered together, and the kingdoms to what? Serve the Lord. So can you see that God's universal plan of salvation continues? You see it continues into the Psalms. You see again Psalm 126 verse 1. Psalm 126 verse 1. Here, it mentions how when God rescued the Jews and brought them back to Zion, the nation saw. Okay? Look at it. Psalm 126 verse 1. It says, when the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, we were like those who dream. Do you see that? Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then they said among the nations, do you see that? The Lord has done great things for them. Now, obviously, what is this again? God is what? Wooing the nations. Do you see this? Now, Israel goes to captivity, right? They are in captivity in the foreign nations, right? Then they are brought back, delivered, right? Into their own land. And then what do the nations see? That God has done what? Great things for them. Hallelujah. Okay? So he's telling the nations, look at what I've done for Israel. Is this consistent with his character throughout the Old Testament? Okay. Then lastly, look at Psalm 138 verse 4. Psalm 138 verse 4. In this particular psalm, David prophesies that the kings of the earth will praise God. The kings of the earth will praise God. Psalm 138 verse 4. It says, all the kings of the earth shall praise you. Hallelujah. O Lord, when they hear the words of your mouth. So Israel is God's tool, right? To reach out to the unsaved nations. Remember, they were raised as God's testimony to the nation. So in Israel, we see that God cares for the nations just as much as Israel. Are you seeing this now? God doesn't love Israel more than the nations. Okay? So he uses Israel to make his name exalted amongst the peoples. What is this? This is evangelism in the Old Testament. Hallelujah. God, the evangelist, carrying out his plan through his people, Israel. Hallelujah. Then you see as well that this universal plan of God, reaching to the farthermost parts of the earth, the entire world, right? Now continues in the prophets. Okay? The prophets as well talk about God's missionary plan for the nations. Look at Isaiah 45, 21 to 22. Isaiah 45, 21 to 22. Okay, now I read. It says, tell and bring forth your case. Yes, let them take counsel together. Who has declared this from ancient time? Who has told it from that time? Have not I the Lord, and there is no other God besides me, a just God and a Savior? Hallelujah. There is none besides me. Now look at 22. Look to me. Do you see that? And be saved, all you ends of the earth. Can we say, I want the world? Huh? I want the earth. Okay? Look to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other. So do you see that even in the prophets, God cares for the nations? He never abandoned them. Rather, he puts out a call, right? A cry. Look to me to be saved. Are you following this? You see the same thing, Isaiah 49 verse 6. Isaiah 49 verse 6. He says, indeed, he says, it is too small a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved ones of Israel. I will also give you, remember we saw this earlier on, as a light to the Gentiles, referring to the Jews, right? Okay, that you should be my salvation to the ends of the earth. Do you see that again? Everywhere. Hallelujah. Look at Isaiah 52 verse 10. Isaiah 52 verse 10. Are you there? Okay. The Lord has made bare his holy hand. Where? In the eyes of what? All the nations. And all the ends of the earth shall what? See the salvation of our God. Hallelujah. Is this every man? Everywhere? Coming to the knowledge of the truth? Are you seeing this? Okay, look at Isaiah 56, 6 to 7. Isaiah 56, 6 to 7. It says, also the sons of the foreigner, that is the non-Jew, who join themselves to the Lord to serve him and to love the name of the Lord, to be his servants, everyone who keeps from defiling the Sabbath and holds fast my covenant, even them. Do you see that? I will bring to my holy mountain. Do you see this? Do you see this? The Jew would scream. Right? Because to him, he feels, how can a holy God bring the pagan, heathen Gentiles to his holy mountain? But then he says, no. As many of them who want to. Do you see that? Who join themselves, right? That is, they want to, right? So is the issue with God or with them? With them. Are you seeing this? Even them I will bring to my holy mountain and what? Make them joyful. Hallelujah. In my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be accepted on my altar. Do you see this? So even the worship of the Gentiles will be accepted before God. That's what he's saying here. Okay? For my house shall be what? call a house of prayer for what? All nations. That is, all nations are welcome in God's house, in God's family. Are you seeing this? You know, this is right from the Old Testament. This didn't begin in the New Testament. God has always made the way open for the Gentiles to come in. Are you seeing this? Are you seeing this? Now look at Jeremiah 3 verse 17. As we begin to close now, Jeremiah 3 17. So far, in the prophets, what is God saying throughout? Huh? His plan throughout the earth? Huh? Throughout the nations of the earth? Is his plan monopolized to the Jews alone? Does he want his plan monopolized to the Jews alone? Throughout the prophets, what is he saying through them? I want the nations. I want the peoples. I want the entire earth. Everyone included, right? In my plan, right? Okay, now look at Jeremiah 3:17. Jeremiah 3:17. It says, at that time, Jerusalem shall be called the throne of the Lord, and all the nations shall be what? Gathered to it. To what? The name of the Lord to Jerusalem. Hallelujah. You know what this means? It means that all the nations of the earth, right, will now come to the service of the Lord. All the nations of the earth will now come and put faith in the God of the Jews. Are you following this? Which actually is the true God. Amen. Amen. It says, no more shall they follow the dictates of their evil heart. Hallelujah. Does this mean they will no longer follow idols? Huh? Will they not serve God? Are you seeing this? This is what evangelism. Do you see this? From the Old Testament. Do you see how clear it is? Do you see how clear it is? Okay, look at Habakkuk 2:14. As we begin to close now. Habakkuk 2:14. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Habakkuk 2:14. It says, for the earth will what? Be filled. Hallelujah. With what? The knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Is this salvation? In the entire earth? Everywhere? Everywhere, is this going to the world? Preach the gospel to every creature? Do you see this? It says that the earth will be what? Filled. So does this mean that in every nation you will find those who have put faith in the God of the Jews? Huh? Is that what this means? Does it mean in every tribe, every clan? Huh? Come on. Every ethnic group? Hallelujah. You will now start seeing men calling upon the Lord, leaving their idols, right? Okay, all the earth will be filled with what? The knowledge of the glory of the Lord as well. The waters cover the sea. Just like in Noah, the waters cover the sea for destruction, right? Now it's used positively. Are you seeing this? The waters, that's the way the waters cover the sea, right? Now the same way here, the knowledge of God will cover the whole earth. Hallelujah. Amen. Is this a prophecy of the New Testament? Okay, look at Zechariah 9:10. Zechariah 9:10. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Zechariah 9:10. Okay. I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the horse from Jerusalem. The battle bow shall be cut off. Now, look at this. It shall what? Speak peace to the nations. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. It will speak peace to the nations. Its dominion shall be from what? Sea to sea. Can we say the message will go overseas? Huh? Everywhere. Hallelujah. And from the river to the ends of the earth. Everywhere. Hallelujah. Look at Malachi 1:11. Malachi 1:11. It says, from the rising of the sun even to its going down, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. Hallelujah. It says, in every place, incense shall be offered in my name. That's worship. Do you see this? So the worship of God will no longer be monopolized in a place. Are you here? Are you here? In every place, men will now worship. Every place. And a pure offering, for my name shall be great among the nations. Do you see this? Do you see this? So it is obvious from the Torah, the Jewish scriptures, Genesis to Malachi, that God was interested in the unbelieving nations. Is that clear now? He wanted them saved. All of them. And Israel was supposed to be his witnesses to those nations. Look at Isaiah 43 verse 10. As a close now. Isaiah 43 verse 10. It says, "You are my witnesses." I mean, that's clear. "Says the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me, understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, nor shall there be after me." Do you see this? So Israel's election was not for herself, but for others. Israel's election was not for herself, but for others. God chose Israel for the nations, to be a light to the nations. Isaiah 49 verse 6. Indeed, he says, It is too small a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved ones of Israel. I will also give you as what? A light to the Gentiles. You see that now? That you should be my salvation to the ends of the earth. But like we see with Israel, Israel as a nation refused to carry out this task. They refused to. And like we will see, only a few people in Israel actually carried out God's role of missions on the earth, God's evangelical task on the earth. But the nation as a whole were disobedient to the heavenly calling. You know, Israel is very funny. They mistook their election for salvation. Okay? God chose them, and they thought God chose them to save them above other nations. Rather, God chose them so that he can use them to save other nations. Do you see the irony in that? Okay? So God choosing Israel did not make them automatically saved. Okay? God choosing Israel did not make them automatically saved. And that is why you see that in John says this in Matthew 3 verse 9. Matthew 3 verse 9. Please turn your Bible there as we begin to close now. Matthew 3 verse 9. "And do not think to yourselves," now he's talking to the Jews, John, okay, the baptizer. "Do not think to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father. Okay? For I say to you that God is able to raise up children." Do you see that? "To Abraham from these stones." Hallelujah. Stones there refers to the Gentile nations. You and I. Okay? So he's telling them that don't think because Abraham is your father, you're automatically saved. Do you get it now? God is able to raise up children for Abraham from these stones, from these Gentiles. And as we'll see, God did raise up children for Abraham. Hallelujah. From these stones. And you know, these same stones that the Jews rejected, God now raised up children for himself, for Abraham, through these same stones. Hallelujah. So we see clearly that Yahweh is concerned for the nations. Okay? He's concerned for the nations. He wants all men saved and coming to the knowledge of the truth. Now, what is this truth? It is his message to the unsaved. Hallelujah. Did you learn from this? Alright, so we'll continue from here in the next session. Lift your hands and give God praise.